Welcome back to Talking Tech with Teak. Here is your weekly rundown on some of the latest tech news. The Pentagon has banned the use of fitness tracker and smartphone geolocators. The Pentagon spokesperson, Colonel Rob Manning, said it goes back to making sure we're not giving the enemy an unfair advantage and we are not showcasing the exact location of our troops worldwide. Pretty good idea, if you ask me. I don't blame him for doing that. Next, some of Snapchat's source code was leaked on GitHub due to an error in a recent update back in May. Snapchat quickly filed a Digital Millennium Copyright Act and had it taken down. No user data was leaked, but the way Snapchat filed that DMCA was pretty entertaining because they filled it out in all caps, just like some angry, raging person texting you via whatever. Verizon has partnered with Apple to give 6 months of free Apple Music to Verizon Unlimited subscribers. Head over to Verizon's website on August 16th to grab that deal. Researchers have found that WhatsApp messages can be altered even after they've been sent. This can be done by creating a different version of the app, which allows the hackers to change who the message was sent from and the contents of the message. However, WhatsApp pretty much just said, hey, our end-to-end encryption is great and you have nothing to worry about. But whatever. Okay. Finally, Comcast's login page is just the latest website to contain a security flaw that exposed customers' information. The information includes partial home addresses and social security numbers of more than 26.5 million customers, according to the BuzzFeed News' article, which they found the information from Ryan Stevenson. Comcast was made aware and fixed it within a couple of hours, and Comcast is currently reviewing this, even though they've yet to find any foul play involved. Also, a huge shout out to a close friend of mine, Joe Mello, for the new intro. See you next week.